proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you with another radio Bible session. In this time, we conclude our study of the kings of Judah. We look at the final four kings of that nation: Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. These four men reigned for a combined total of 22 years. None of them followed after God, as Josiah had done. Jehoahaz was a son of Josiah. He occupied the throne of Judah for only a three-month period. The writer of 2 Kings 23 recorded that Jehoahaz, quote, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done, unquote. The king of Egypt carried Jehoahaz captive back to Egypt and replaced Jehoahaz with his brother Eliakim. At the same time, the king changed Eliakim's name to Jehoiakim. The Egyptian ruler also laid a tribute upon the kingdom of Judah at that time. Jehoiakim reigned for 11 years, and, quote, he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done, unquote. God swiftly sent out retribution against Jehoiakim. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came up against Judah. Jehoiakim became his vassal for 3 years. Then in the fourth year rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. The Babylonian ruler went up against the kingdom of Judah, captured Jehoiakim, and took him as captive to Babylon. God also sent invaders into the territory of Judah in order to destroy it. As the writer of 2 Kings 24 remarked, quote, surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, unquote. Jehoiachin, as an 8-year-old boy, followed his father Jehoiakim on the throne of Judah. According to the author of 2 Chronicles 36, Jehoiachin, quote, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, unquote. Jehoiachin's reign lasted for 3 months and 10 days. Nebuchadnezzar took him captive and brought him to Babylon as a prisoner. At that same time, the Babylonian king, quote, carried away all Jerusalem and all the princes and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None remained save the poorest sort of the people of the land, unquote. After being removed from his kingdom, according to Jeremiah 52, Jehoiachin spent the next 37 years in Babylonian captivity. A new king of Babylon named Merodach-Baladan freed Jehoiachin from prison. Furthermore, that Babylonian king elevated the former Judean king to a prominent position. However, he did not restore Jehoiachin to the throne of Judah. Then we have the final king of Judah, a man by the name of Mattaniah. Mattaniah was a brother of Jehoiachin, but Nebuchadnezzar changed his name to Zedekiah. In 2 Kings chapter 24, the writer observed that Zedekiah, quote, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. God ultimately sent Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon against Zedekiah. Babylonian armies captured Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. They executed a horrible judgment on him. They killed Zedekiah's sons in his very presence, before blinding him and taking him to Babylon as a captive. With the downfall of Zedekiah, the line of independent kings of Judah came to an end. God had kept his word to punish the kingdom of Judah for having disobeyed him and departed from him. This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.